Alrighty, we are on the record for some after talk.
Oh my God, I was so horrified that that maybe, just maybe, there was a captain that I had watched 3 hours previous that I had no idea who you're talking about.
On Picard?
Because
I didn't remember Roe. I couldn't describe her in a good way.
When you're in the middle of a podcast, it's always best to yes and. Yeah. And you characterized her as a captain, and I guess maybe she is or whatever.
Oh,
but that wasn't the important part. The important part was that it was Ro Laren. And,
yeah.
Anyway, I was just like, oh my God, am I that old?
Oh man. But no, yeah, Picard was pretty good. I thought Picard put up a pretty good punch. Mandalorian was all right, but I thought they were both good.
And also Mandalorian did way better than it has been. And Picard was way better than it has been. And now all of a sudden I feel complicated feelings when it comes to who we're going to disintegrate.
Right, because Succession comes back next week
or
this weekend. And
what if we just don't watch Succession?
Wow.
No, sorry.
Okay.
I did not even say that seriously. Oh. That was a very polite. You're like, wow. So I guess I quit, huh?
Succession's very good. It's a show that I would watch Succession regardless.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason.
I'm not going to give up. Oh, I don't know what we're going to do as far as spoiler in time, though.
The final Succession. And, we talked about this a little bit last week or the week before, the idea of maybe one of you takes Trek and one of you takes Wars and we split the stars. But I know Tom was saying, Tom's just going to watch both of them anyway. So it doesn't exactly save him any time to have a fourth show still.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
What if Ted Lasso's bad?
I don't see how that's possible.
Not the question. What if Ted Lasso's bad? Because I could see a world where the show
season
is bad
two
enough.
Was almost bad. It was almost bad.
Almost,
and yeah. It got redeemed at the end of season two.
Because the problem with, or at least a problem with season two, was how slow it unfolded. Right, I remember that being a problem.
Well, and also how un-Ted Lasso-y it was. Like it did the opposite of everything that we loved about season one of Ted Lasso. And then ultimately, it finally gave us a gift and surprised us at the end. I don't know. These are all dangerous words you're talking.
And of course, Tom's not even here to defend any of these shit. Is any opinions or thoughts?
Yeah.
Are you, what are you watching on YouTube lately? Are you watching anybody on YouTube much?
Yeah.
Who's your YouTube go to?
Who did I stumble across? I discovered somebody new. I know that one of those that I want to get back to is Getting Caught Up on Defunct Land.
Oh, yeah. Cause they just had a new season come in, right?
Yeah. You know what's been wild is I'm getting ramped up to getting back to appearing on things to promote World's Greatest Con. Uh-huh. So as a result, I'm spending a little bit of time watching myself on other shows.
Yeah, you should.
Whiskey Tribe and so on.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're good. They're good episodes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's always very helpful to go and check and see how you did on a different show. I do that a lot on I'll do that on with The Bones, the Great Night Bones podcasts.
They're so good.
They're really good.
Bryce, are you ready to admit to yourself that those are good episodes?
I've been saying they're good the whole time.
I know.
Are you ready to admit that they're good?
I mean, in your heart, are you ready to accept The Bones are good?
I love them. Most Thursdays, I will go and listen to it back, either when I get home or on the drive.
Just after we do them.
Yeah, because Justin hosts them. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
There's usually really good stuff there. In terms of YouTubers, though. I'm watching a guy... he's a is I watched a video game guy who does a lot of like old Wii games, like Mario Party and Wii Sports and things, and his whole like kind of he's like a rage tuber. He's like an old-timey rage tuber, to be honest. Like he smashes the controllers and he gets mad at the game when it's very difficult.
And you like this?
I think I like it. Yeah. It's good. He gets mad at the game, and the game does look. The game does cheat, Brian. You watch
I
enough
believe
of
you.
it,
I believe you.
it does cheat. That's the only way it can make a random dice roll harder is by just flat out cheating. Just flat. He's played so much of it. He'll be like, it's going to give me a four because I need a five. And it'll happen.
I got one for you.
Okay. What do you got?
I'm going back and watching Film Joy. And
Oh, yeah.
he
Mikey.
asks, is Nope a Western with movies with Mikey? Admit it about halfway, I have to finish it, but
I still have to see Nope. I hear it's good. I still have to see it.
what?
I know.
It's adorable.
I know. I
It's
need to see it.
a straight up 1950s sci-fi movie. And
Yeah.
yes, it has, it takes place modern day, and yes, it is curious that these Hollywood mainstays happen to be a black family or whatever, but meanwhile, it's like that doesn't appear to be the point of it. It just seems to be a straight up 1950s sci-fi movie. I love it. I love it.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, no, I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't. Again, it's not streaming yet. I don't think it's on streaming yet, or you gotta rent it. Eh. I'm one of those picky consumers.
Just
Are you a
watch.
picky consumer? I'm a picky consumer.
I gave that up. As I've often said, it's like the moment you pay one time $9 for a beer at an airport, just the volume gets turned down on a lot of other
Sure.
purchasing
Oh
decisions.
my gosh. You know what
All of a
I just
sudden,
got?
it's like, do I want to watch this movie? Yep. $2.99, whatever.
Sure. You know what I just got? I'm finally a Texan. I got a TX tag.
Oh my God. Then you just
And
drive wherever you want. And you pay no attention to it's like, oh, seems like a lot of cars over there. Let me go in this thing.
because
I feel no pain.
my drive to
Yep.
trivia every week has a toll road that
Yep.
saves me. How much time? What road features do you think this toll road saves me?
Sorry, what, how many features?
Yeah. Like, okay, there are two parts. There's a 60-cent part of the toll, and then there's a $1.20 part of the toll. How much time do you have to save to pay 60 cents or a $1.20 to use a different road? Minutes, seconds, hours?
I paid $9 for a beer at an airport once. All of a sudden, the volume's turned way down on that.
It's one roundabout and one merge. On one part that you don't have to sit through. On the other part, it's a stoplight and another merge.
Okay, now we're talking real stuff. How much did you pay for that?
I'm telling you, this one of them is 60 cents, the other is $1.20. It's $1.80 either way on the trip to trivia every week.
Well, so and do you take it all the time now or what?
Well, I mean, it's I go every week and I don't like that. It is a really bad roundabout. It's that one over by the airport where you have to slow down to like 25 miles per hour because it's like an immediate right turn. It's so sharp.
There's here in Austin, there's a number of what I call free passes where you can exit and re-enter without ever encountering a stoplight. So it's taken 30 years, but I know of three of them going southbound on Mopac and two of them going northbound on I-35.
Oh, sure.
But I don't worry about that anymore. Because I paid $9 for a beer at an airport once, and now it's like, whatever, just take the express.
Because the drive back, if it saves me a couple of stoplights. If I don't have to, if I could stay off the surface or just a little bit, well, maybe that's a dollar.
This
Maybe
is
that's they're nickel and diming me.
Rice,
They're nickel and
rice,
diming me.
rice.
They're nickel and diming me.
There's a verb for this. Oh, it's called adulting.
No!
You're adulting, and I'm very proud. I am really, really impressed that just apropos of or with no context, you were able to just dive in on Picard. And I'm so happy that you happen to be watching when Picard is bothering to be good.
Yeah, I thought it left a very good impression, enough so that I thought, well, where's all the bad stuff? I mean, I could tell it was really littered with, like, you know, next generation stuff because there's all the next generation guys in there. But it's I think I would expect CBS to get scripts that are written for stuff like this, where anyone can pop in and get enough of context clues to figure it out.
Well, and
because with streaming stuff, they expect you would watch at the very beginning. And so even this is more difficult than expecting someone to watch come back from a TV commercial break.
Are you still into like when Lower Decks comes back? Will you be in on that?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Lower Decks is very good. Yeah, because I know those characters now. I mean, at this point,
right?
Like I'm familiar with it.
Mariner, Boimler,
yeah, Tendi.
Tendi, yeah,
Rutherford,
yep,
the Cat Lady,
Captain. The mom is.
And there's, was it a Bruiser, Crusher? What's his name? The big guy, the meaty guy.
The Bajoran, yeah, security guy.
Oh no, not him. The handsome guy. The main.
Oh, the main. The Kirk stand-in.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's it? Whatever his name is. Yeah. Oh, and then what? The Badgie. Remember Badgie?
Okay. But now we're all the way in the weeds. But yeah. what what a wonderfully oblique way to enter the Star Trek universe, yeah, is through Lower Decks.
This is how they get you. This is like why they put Nickelodeon football, right?
It gets you. It's ultimately it's all the same story. It just gets skinned differently, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, any other after talks that we should skin?
No.
Thanks for being
Tom.
Supporters.
Come home.
Tom, come home.
Look, don't be like this, Tom. Come on.
Tom, we miss you.
Yeah. Why don't you just ride your bike back, and we won't even say anything about this.
We're so worried about you, Tom. Please come back.
Just pretend everything was on purpose.
On purpose?
I don't know.
A mistake.
We'll pretend that you had permission the whole time.
Pretend you're not mad anymore, Tom.
Yeah.
Pretend this is all worked out.
Could you just pretend you're not mad?
All right, bye.